whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
For 15 years, receivers were haunted by nightmares of number 42. Feared on the field.
Ronnie Lott knocked it away. Ronnie Lott, bang!
Now, loved on the mic.
Can you imagine that there's an opportunity to be great?
Here's Ronnie Lott with Murph and Mac.
Man, how do you pass that up?
On KNBR 680.
Come on, are you kidding me, Pauly? Here we're going to go. Last half hour, let's just bring them in. The man, number 42, brought to you by Casino Matrix. Epic excitement, unmatched elegance, Casino Matrix. And brought to you by Geico, where 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO or visit geico.com today. Oh, here we go. Did you request the tune? Look at this. I was going to say, Ronnie, you don't have music. He's got music. Very meaningful music. Good morning, Ronnie.
Good morning. Good morning. You know what? I can't believe it. I'm with the A-team. I'm here in New York, the place that never sleeps.
Yeah. I'm deep in this groove right now.
I cannot believe this.
We got Ronnie Lott on Broadway here, Murph. How about
this
that?
This is it.
I got the A-team. This is awesome, guys.
Ronnie Lott on Broadway.
I love it. Oh, no. Can you imagine?
One-man show.
Come on, man.
One-man show.
This is amazing.
You got to meet Tanika.
Tanika. I'm like, all year long.
Yeah.
All year long. I got the A-team, and by the way, you know what? I'm just relishing in the greatness that I've been seeing and hearing all year long.
I don't know. I don't know, Roddy. I don't know if we can live up to that.
He's pouring it on ice.
And so what's it like, man? What is it like? You know, I know that you guys had Cap here. And you've had some incredible guests.
The guy coming behind you is supposed to be pretty good, too.
Really?
Your old quarterback, yeah.
That was his song.
Yeah.
That's his song.
Well, we'll have to tell him about that. Hey, let's die. You know what? While we have Ronnie, you know who sat in that chair, Ronnie? About 2 hours ago? Jim Burt.
Jim Burt?
And your
Jim
name
Burt.
Popped up, man.
Oh, Jim Burt. Jim Burt, I can tell you right now, when I think of Jim Burt,
yeah.
And I think of the Giants, yeah. I get a little fired up. I could have been Richard Sherman that day. I could have been Richard Sherman that day.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could have been Richard Sherman because that day.
You're talking about the Monday night game.
The Monday night game.
He said he might be the smoking gun. He's
he
the
was
reason.
The smoking
he
gun.
He was the match to dry grass.
He lit the fire.
He got in your ear.
He lit the fire.
And he told you what Phil was saying.
Oh, man. He got me. What Phil was saying. He told me that Phil said that I was old, beat up, could not play. No, what? I can't do what? Y'all, you can't play. You're over the hill. By the way, you know, he said he's going to attack you. He's going to come at you this game. Really? And so he goes, can I catch a ride with you?
Yeah, yeah.
Can I catch a ride? I said, catch a ride. He goes, yeah, man, maybe let me go to the game with you from the hotel.
Wow.
I was like, really? He goes, yeah.
And you say you used to drive solo.
And I drive solo all the time. He goes, come on, just let me go. So he gets in the car. He goes, hey, man, you know, by the way, are you really that bad? Oh, man. Oh, man. It was the worst.
That's a great story, man. Confirmed, brought to the table by Burt, confirmed by Ronnie.
You know who probably got the worst of it, too? So Jim Burt wound up Ronnie, but then Ronnie took it all out on Mark Bavaro.
Yeah.
So Bavaro was like the
so now we're linking
wrong place, wrong time. Yeah.
Bavaro has Burt to blame for Ronnie.
Yeah.
Phil has Burt to blame
There's
for
dominoes
Ronnie.
Here.
Thank you.
Remember that old Conrad Dobler light beer commercial where he was like, hey, Zay, do you like your beer? The guy says, yeah, it tastes great. And he goes, yeah, no, that's not what this guy says. This guy says it's West Philly. Remember, he starts the fight?
Right.
That was Jim Burt.
That was Jim Burt that day.
All right, Ronnie.
That was Jim Burt.
We could go on and on about 49ers all day, but we got to get a little thought on that guy, 18, right behind you on the wall.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah.
Ira Miller, who you said too much wisdom at one table. Ira said, forget all the talk about Richard Sherman and Marshawn Lynch. He said, it's all about that guy,
right.
18.
Right. 18 is pretty special. And not only is he special, but I think one of the things you got to think about is that he's seen everything. So at some point, he's going to dissect whatever they show him, and they're going to show him a lot. because you have to show him a lot. You have to camouflage. You have to put things in perspective where you're trying to get him off of his game. So you're going to have to move him around. You're going to have to do a lot of things to get him off his game. But now when he's locked in, which he's going to get locked in, and he's going to say, okay, now that's where they're giving me the opportunity. And then you got to change it again. And that's the game. This is a chess match. And the reason it's a chess match, because there are going to be some things that he's going to see and there are going to be some things that he's not going to see. And so, to me, who's going to be able to win this one? And it's going to come down to guys like Pete and his staff being able to say, you know what, let's see if we can disguise it here. Let's see if we can do this here. But at some point, he's going to see it. The guy that's coming here...
Yeah, Joe.
The guy, Joe. That guy?
Yeah.
The same thing happens to him, and eventually they see it. And they say, oh, okay, there's the hole. There's the opportunity. So what I love about Peyton is that he'll figure it out. The big question is, when he figures it out, will it be the fourth quarter or will it be the second quarter? Got to believe that it's going to most likely be the second quarter.
Okay, second quarter is key. The disguises of Pete Carroll and the defense, what Peyton sees, what he doesn't see. That's all stuff we'll look for, thanks to Ronnie. Hey, we got to come clean now. Richard Sherman said that among the many people he sought advice from was you.
Oh, yeah.
And then, of course, the automatic reaction is, oh, why is Ronnie talking to a Seahawk? But then I was thinking, you know, I guess there's that respect among players.
What's a fraternity?
At
these
a certain
guys
point,
have.
The jersey comes off, and it's football player to football player. Huh?
Well, what it is, and it's pretty simple. His agent reached out to me and said, hey, look, can you talk to him about this week? All of it. And I said, sure. And the reason why, I mean, when it comes down to something like this, you guys know this. All you care about, and Freddie Solomon told me this, because I got beat up one time for talking to the Saints. And Freddie said to me, he goes, Ronnie, don't you ever, for the rest of your life, not try to help anyone. And if anybody seeks advice from you, or they want you to talk to them, it's your responsibility. And so when I have someone like this who says, you know, what should I think about? You just share what you share, and that's all you can do. And hopefully, in his case, hopefully, he's going to do what he's got to do with it. You know, a lot of times you can share a lot of things, and guys, it goes in one ear out and out the other ear. But in this case, it was just, hey, look, the game is the game, and this is what you got to think about. Don't lose sight of the game.
We've known you long enough. That sounds like your dad. It sounds like your dad talking. So you got to help Ronnie. If somebody asks you for help, give him help.
Yeah. And that's part of it. And not only is it part of it, but that's my responsibility. You know, we're here for a lot of reasons, guys. We're here because it's a great game.
Yeah.
And it's amazing to me when you walk around, you start seeing some of the greats that ever play this game. But the best part about it for me...
Sorry. Tinnick just passed a note. Montana in traffic.
Oh, hey. Bummer. You got to throw up the bat signal for
Keep
Joe.
Keep talking, Ronnie. Keep talking.
Ronnie probably has like a secret word to get Joe in the room.
I was
going to
tell you right now, that's easy, man. It just all you got to do is he just got to stick his head out the window and say, I'm Joe.
Get me to the Sheraton.
Get me here quick.
So anyway, sorry to interrupt you on that.
But I just think that one of the things that we all know is that you got to find yourself understanding that this game is so special, man, and I've seen guys that I haven't seen in a long time, guys like Jim Burke, guys like Bob Golic, guys like Romanowski, who I hadn't seen in a while, you know. I mean, there are a lot of people that have ascended here. I mean, I ran into Lynn Swan, you know, I've ran into Marcus Allen, I've run into all these guys.
Trojans.
Always, Ronnie.
So your basketball result last night, another loss.
He's been doing it all day, Ronnie.
He
doesn't stop. Murph is relentless.
You take a swing at me.
I don't think you want that.
No. Me? Come on, man.
Anyway, right.
I don't do that anymore.
Mike is not happy with us. He wants you out of here.
No.
Look at him. He's leaning on us here.
This is the greatest opportunity for me to be associated with you guys.
Oh, come on.
And then you guys know this. it's been so unbelievable following football this year.
Yeah.
And you know what I want to say to you guys? I want to say something to you, because right now we have a chance to change the history of football. We have a chance to change the history of football, and it's all because of you two.
How's that? I can't wait to hear. How's that possible?
I think Ronnie's just having some fun.
Well, no, and it's all because you two are going to set the tone starting today that in this upcoming year that the San Francisco 49ers will march to victory in 49.
Super Bowl 49.
Okay. Super Bowl.
I dig that's so particles right
two,
there.
You two.
49 and 49.
Ronnie, you like the particles.
You two are gonna make history.
Okay.
Because you guys, you shared that wisdom with me today. Look at you guys are going, no, we
don't.
No.
You know what the difference is?
I'm worried about Mike telling you to end the interview. Paulie is feeling particles.
Oh, man.
It's like I see it between you two right now. You guys are speaking each other's unspoken language.
Yeah, right now. You know what? When it comes to particles, we understand that.
And the hot sauce.
Well, Ronnie's giving us an assignment. I'm going to go execute that assignment.
And so let me. But we got to wait.
Come on, Tanika, Kate.
Tanika and Kate, you guys also. I just want you guys to know one thing. You got to deal with these guys.
We know, Ronnie.
It's not easy for him.
Tanika and I have our own chats after every show.
By the way. I've been trying to figure this out all year long.
Yeah.
Can you give me some insights on where do they come up with all this wisdom, and where do they get all this insights? I mean, I know that it's not on the internet.
Yeah.
Are you talking about the boys, Ronnie?
Yeah.
They get it from us, baby.
Tanika and I every morning. It's huge, layer upon layer printed out.
So it's just from the heart?
Yes, from the heart and the head, baby.
Wait a minute, it's from the heart and the head.
Try to be. Yeah. From the heart.
In the gut.
In the gut?
Yeah, there it is.
Oh,
a lot of energy down in the gut.
Especially after eating all the pizza with Paulie this week, too.
Yeah.
Ronnie, you're the best.
Having you in person is like...
No, man, you know what?
It's like a walk-off home run. Hey, you know what I mean? Boom, over the fence, let's go.
Lee Hammer this week.
Yeah.
I was at a Warriors game. I saw Lee Hammer.
Oh, yeah, he was trying
and
to
here I am
yeah.
with you guys in New York.
And don't forget Giants Fan Fest tomorrow.
You know what? I will be there.
In spirit.
Ronnie's flying back with us.
The best. Ronnie Lott.
Great seeing you, man.
KPR 680, the sports leader.